Hey,
Hey,
I'm Nick.
hey, hey. And I'm Ange.
Welcome back to the Not So Superman podcast. How's it
Hey,
going?
it's going good. And before we start today, we just have to say that we are recording this on Nick's birthday. So happy birthday to Nikki.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
It's
How's everything going with surgery?
good. I feel really good. I've had the past 10 days off, and I really took the whole 10 days off. Like, I did not give him a break, even when I felt better.
Ooh.
You know what? I've been cooking for months. I've been cleaning for months. You got this. And he didn't really have
Do they
it.
ever?
I think it was a wake-up call for him. We were sitting on the couch one night, and I know I told you this, but I have to, and I just have to share this because we're sitting on the couch, and he looks at me, and he's like, "I just have to say," and I'm like, and he gets quiet. So I'm like, "You have to say what?" And he's like, "You're a bad motherfucker for cooking every day." Because and I was like, "I feel that. Like, I feel that way too," because he was in charge of dinner for 10 nights. He cooked 4 of those nights. So we ate out more in the last 10 days than we have in the last 3 months. Like,
Whoa. Oh.
we had all kinds of cooking out, and the housework, I would say, if I had to give him a grade, right? I want to say I would give him like a C because he only cooked about 40% of the dinners, and the only housework that he technically did was laundry. And
Right.
everything else just kind of got neglected until I said something, and then he had, designated each chore to a kid. It
That's what
was.
Chris helps me. I'll say, I need some help around here. And she'll be like, all right, well, tell those boys to start doing. I want your help. And she always says, what does it matter if I'm helping you or they're helping you? We're getting help. Well, because when they help me, I gotta go behind them. I gotta make sure it's done, probably rewipe or redo something. And
Oh,
she will just nitpick them to death.
Nikki, he gave the chore of the bathroom to my oldest son, and God bless his heart, okay? He used Clorox bleach cleaner on my mirror. So the mirror was just full of white streaks, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, are you serious right now?
Oh my God, that's exactly how it is here. Like I always say sometimes, like, I don't know if this is good or bad. I mean, my boys know how to do stuff, but I still do most of it for them. Except Derek recently had to start learning how to do his own laundry, which this has been about 5 weeks since he's been doing his own laundry. I don't think it's actually been done fully from start to finish since he started doing it. And like Chris is trying to teach him responsibility, right? So this is her way of doing it. She will literally take his clothes out the washer and put them in a basket instead of just throwing them in the dryer. And I'm like, why do you do that? Like, why are you, that just seems mean. Like, why wouldn't you just throw them in the dryer if you're down there anyways? And she's like, because one day he might be doing clothes at a laundromat and they're not about to throw his clothes in the dryer. They're
Nope.
going to put them in a basket and steal his washer. Just like,
And you're
and
like,
I was like, well,
stop it. He's gonna come over here.
yes.
I did
But she's
notice.
like, he.
I did notice one thing is that, like, when he complained about, oh my God, I don't feel like cooking, I would just be like, I get that. Like, I understand that you do so much throughout the day, and you cook, breakfast and lunch, and you're getting snacks and all that. By the time dinner rolls around, I've already cooked and cleaned in this kitchen so many times today. I don't want to do it, but I know you and I have talked about this, but there's a double standard, right? Like, do you feel that? Don't I feel like I was understanding to him, like, oh, he's not used to doing things every day, or he's not used to cook every day, and it's a new thing. But if we were to be that way and say, oh my gosh, I just don't feel like cooking today. You know what I mean?
That won't play.
It would.
Once in a while, not cooking will fly with Chris, but like Chris, I don't want to say requires like she's my boss, because we know I wear the pants in this relationship.
Preach.
But she requires like a certain level of clean house. Like there would be a point where she would be bitching. I mean, and I don't want to hear it. So that's not the only reason I clean, but I mean, that does make me bust my ass a little harder the 20-minute ride home sometimes.
The famous ride home.
When
Yeah.
I'm
When you're running around the house getting everything done, like, whew, I've been working so hard all
lazy.
day. Really, we've been
I
on
did read an
TikTok.
article. Oh, 100%. I actually read an article this week similar to this, and it was basically saying like the mom guilt is strong with moms, especially right now during quarantine. But like, we can't complain about anything. You know, we say like, oh my God, my kids are getting on my nerves, or oh my God, I need a break, or you know, I just need 20 minutes to myself or whatever. And you know, any real mom would be like, girl, yes, I get it. I feel you. I know. But you always have these Karens, right? These specific people that come on your timeline. And you know, and I know sometimes it's the people that don't have kids yet, or people who are older and their kids are grown, but they're always like, oh my God, your kids are a blessing. Oh my God, enjoy it. They're only going to be young for a while, blah, 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 blah. And every single time I read a response like that, I literally want to tell my whole entire fertility story. Because for those of you guys that don't know, I had Peyton via IUI, which is in uterine insemination. Okay, so we got donated sperm, and that's how we had Peyton. So we went to the fertility clinic thinking our only issue was we didn't have sperm in our relationship. Like we needed sperm. Okay, well then I found out I have PCOS, and you know, there's I didn't ovulate correctly, and I had to take these medications and get these shots, and 3 times it took 3 rounds of this to have him. So when somebody says to me, you know, oh, he's a blessing, I fucking know. Oh, I know he's a blessing. He was very wanted. We worked very hard. I went through 2.5 years of literally crying every month because the doctor would be like, well, you're not quite ready yet. We're going to try this medicine, or, you know, like taking pregnancy tests after inseminations and you think that you're pregnant just to start your period the next day. I know. I also have an 8-year-old and a 17-year-old. So I also know that time goes fast, and that the snuggles that my 8-year-old wants right now when he's 17, he will want very, very, very few. And I do appreciate that. But shit, they get in my nerves sometimes, and I love them. I would die for
I
them, but I'm
would.
allowed to say, oh, I'm allowed to say like, oh my God, they're getting on my fucking nerves today. You know? Like,
Yes.
I mean, Jesus.
You live with anybody for 24 hours a day, every single day, 365 days a year. They are going to get on your nerves. I know that our
100%.
kids love us to death. They wouldn't,
Oh, for sure.
but we get on their nerves too. You know what I mean?
It's our job. That
So, yes, like,
is my job.
it is. I feel like it makes you a better mom when you get a little bit of time away from the kids. And even though
Oh, yeah.
anytime you get a break from the kids, you miss them. You miss them.
Oh, 100%.
You're
100%.
like, oh my God, it's so quiet around this house. Like, this is
Or
crazy.
even whenever it's just one thing, like, and when Derek goes to your house, like, you know, I mean, he stays in, I call it his bat cave, it's his bedroom, but he stays in his bat cave for like 80% of his time. And sometimes I get in my feelings and I'm like, he don't come out here, like I miss him, blah, blah, blah. And Chris will remind me like, hey, when you were 16, 17, did you want to hang out with your parents all the damn time? Well, no, not exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that, but like, I literally get infuriated to read those kind of comments. And I know they come from places of good. Like, my own dad will say it to me, you know, when I'm stressing about sports, you know, the kids play sports all year, and I, you know, I haven't had a break, and every day off is run, 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 and all of this stuff. And he'll go, you're going to miss it. And I know, I
oh,
know
yeah.
with every fiber of my being, I'm going to miss that one day. I do know. That doesn't mean that getting off of work, I mean, I don't work right now, but that doesn't mean that getting off of work and going right into picking up the kids, cooking dinner so you can get everyone where they need to be, or you're not eating until 9 o'clock at night, isn't stressful sometimes. It is.
It is.
It's fucking stressful. I still would rather not do anything else than go watch my kids play ball of whatever they're, you know, they're playing at the time. That's literally all I want to do. But all the stuff that happens with moms
mm-hmm.
in the meet, you know, getting all of that ready so that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the one that realizes at 11:30 at night, like, shit, I have to watch a fucking jersey. And I have to stay up now until 1 o'clock in the morning so that that is clean.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm the one they call when they forget a water bottle or left their bat bag at home, or, you know, they left their football jersey in their bedroom and they need me to run it up to school. Like, it is stressful sometimes. That doesn't mean I don't want it. That doesn't mean I don't appreciate it. That doesn't mean I don't know my kids are a freaking blessing. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
We know they're a blessing. We love them. Like, unconditionally, they
mm-hmm.
couldn't do anything to make us not love them, but it doesn't mean that you don't get sick of cleaning up after them. Or,
girl, yeah, because how can you be like, I love you and I would die for you, but I don't really want to cook you dinner today. Like, you know what I mean?
If I had to pick up one more freaking water bottle because your ass can't make it to the trash can, I'm going to lose my mind. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
And the mom guilt,
yes.
Yeah, the mom guilt is strong. And I think people just mm-hmm. assume that mom should be able to do it. Like, you're a mom, like mm-hmm. you should just be able
right.
to handle it. It is overwhelming at times, but we know at the end of the day, we're going to miss them when they're gone. And we're not
right.
looking forward to them leaving. Even on those days that they drive
right.
us crazy, we're not like, oh, I can't wait till they move out.
Right.
It is the opposite.
No, I say it all the time. I be like telling Derek, count down to 18 because, you know, he's 17 now. I am totally kidding. I mean, I don't want these guys in my basement until they're 40, but I wouldn't mind if they live next door to me for the rest of their lives. You know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm not in a hurry
I
at
really,
all.
Really,
it breaks my heart
mm-mm.
to think about it. Like, I'm so sad that he's a senior next level, technically now
mm-hmm.
a senior.
Yeah.
But
yep.
it's so scary. Like, I don't want to, I'm not ready to let him go. You know,
mm-hmm. I mean, and scary it is, right? So I am that mom that thinks, okay, I don't even know if you know this, but I think literally every person just wants to kidnap my kids. So I am a little bit of a hover mom, especially with the little one, because he's a little bit unsafe all the
mm-hmm.
time. So mm-hmm. I always think that I don't leave him at practice yet. You know, I didn't leave Derek at 8 at practice
no.
either. But, like, I don't leave him at practice, so I, you know, I have to sometimes drop Derek off at practice and go sit at Peyton's practice, pick Derek up from practice and go back to Peyton's practice, and I will leave him with a baseball mom or something, but I bet you someone's in charge of him, so when I get back, if my kid's missing, I'm fucking someone up. You know what I mean? Like, I just always have had that. So, like, I get it. Like, I promise I know my kids are a blessing. I love them wholeheartedly, but they're fucking assholes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And it's hard. Parent momming is hard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're doing right. You know, it's different. My mom told me when Derek was really little, like, the bigger they are, the bigger their problems get,
mm-hmm.
which is holy shit true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause I would rather deal with these 8-year-old problems all day than 17-year-old girls
yes.
and stuff. Oh my God.
And I have it.
Just,
I have it.
Always
I feel. Think it's different for us too because we have such an age gap in between the boys.
Mm-hmm.
But I have it
mm-hmm.
too to where I have now a senior and then now a junior, and it's a boy and a girl.
Yep.
And the problems
mm-hmm.
for teenage girls that come up and the
mm-hmm.
problems for teenage boys that come up, and you want to protect them and you want to shelter them, and
mm-hmm.
it's hard. And
mm-hmm.
you do feel guilty sometimes because when you do have multiple kids there and they both have a game at the same time and they're in two different cities,
mm-hmm.
someone is going without
mm-hmm.
mom at their game, you know, like that's just the way
mm-hmm.
that it is. And
mm-hmm.
you always feel guilty about that. Always.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny about that for me? So I only have, you have two kids. you know, in each age group. I only have one. So for Derek, he didn't miss. I didn't miss anything. One time I tried to do a color run. That's the only thing I missed. It was like a half a baseball game. Excuse me. But with Peyton, I had two kids in sports then. You know, so like he was the second one. So there were things I missed for him that Chris went to while I was at Derek's or vice versa. So Derek didn't really experience that very much. There was one kid, but Peyton definitely has. And I honestly think the best thing I could have given to Derek was Peyton, because he had to learn that like the world doesn't revolve around you, and that's okay. I have more than one kid. You know what I mean? I can't be at your beck and call every hour of every day. You have to be a little bit independent. You have to be okay if I'm not there. But it's tough. It is tough.
Oh yeah. It's definitely tough. You're always going to have guilt about that. You're always going to feel bad that they feel like, you know, you're not there, or that you chose the other kid over them or something like that. But it does, I couldn't just be a parent of one child. I don't think. I think it would take a lot of entertainment from us, you know, as parents.
I tell these kids all the time, especially when I ground them. Chris, we want to ground them from everything. Take all of it away, right? Like, Xbox, you're grounded from your phone or tablet, you're grounded from going outside. I'd be like, you better unground these motherfuckers from something, because they're about to drive me nuts. You are not here all day.
Right, they get all in your face.
Yeah, and I literally will tell them, like, I am not your jester. I it's not my job to entertain you because you fucked up. You better go find something to do. This is not me.
I usually like it at first, though, because they will come out of their room and you can get them to like play a board game with you or a card game or something like that. But after a little bit, when you got to get stuff done around the house and they're like, so this and this and this and this and this and this, it's like, okay, I'm going to need to get you a phone or something for you to go entertain so I can get my housework done.
Peyton likes it when Derek's grounded, because that's when Derek comes out, and like Derek will jump on the trampoline with him, or, you know, go play out in the backyard, or, you know, whatever. So he does tend to like when Derek's grounded a little bit, but I don't like when either one of them are grounded. They're in my face. Back up.
Right.
Go find something to do.
What has been going on over there?
Oh, let me tell you guys about over here. I got a pool.
Yeah.
I got a pool.
Woo!
And it's filled with water.
All right.
It took 47 hours to fill up, so my water bill is probably going to be astronomical. And I just found out today that our city, so normally you can call the city and say, hey, I just filled up a pool that's X amount of gallons, so they don't charge you sewage for the cost of the water that you just put in the pool. They only charge you for the water. And our city doesn't do that. So this is about to be fun.
That's gonna hurt a little bit, but you have a pool.
I do.
And it's
It is.
Finally.
Yeah. Let me tell you about this. So you know those fucking pool guys, right? These guys out here, like 2.5 days, they ain't do shit. Okay. We get out here. Chris got out here. I got to give mad props to her for real, because she went to work. What was it? Saturday, Friday, maybe. One of her days off, she had a call off late, and she ended up going into work for a little while for one of her employees. But so she goes into work for a couple hours, and she comes home from work and just starts working on the pool. I get up for the day. You know, she goes to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. I get up for the day, and she's already home, has almost all the sand spread where it needs to go. So literally Friday, we were able to put the pool up. Like we were going to do all the groundwork on Friday and then put the pool up on Saturday. Well, Friday, my brother-in-law ended up coming over here, my sister-in-law, and they had two of their kids. So kids played, and it was like me, Chris, Derek, and then my brother and sister-in-law. It was five adults basically putting up this pool, and it took no time. I mean, it literally, the water took a long time, but we had one hose going in it. I mean, it is what it is. It's going to take a while, you know, but it looks
great. And you got a Pinteresty idea that I want to steal from you.
What one?
Your little like pool noodle holder.
Oh yeah.
I like that.
I'm not even done with that. I'm not even done. I painted a palette, for those of you that don't know what she's talking about. So I had this old palette and I painted it yellow and teal. And then the picture I shared yesterday on Facebook, and I didn't have this part done. So I put with my Cricut, I cut out the word towels. I cut out the word trunks. And now that's on there too. And so I'm going to hang some little hooks for towels and trunks. And then that other section for the pool noodles and the skimmer and all that shit over there. So yeah, that was a totally a Pinterest steal, and it wasn't a fail, thankfully. but it worked. Sometimes Pinterest makes me a super mom once in a while. Look at this.
Right. I've tried Pinterest twice and I failed both times. And it was with a cake both times.
You do good cakes. She does special cakes for her kids' birthdays every single, all four of them, every single time. And three of her kids' birthdays are like within 8 weeks of each other.
Oh my gosh. So you are not lying about that.
No, you did.
And two of them are 4 days apart. Mm-hmm. No, I can pull together a cake, but I definitely, like, I tried to make a Daniel tiger cake before, and I wish I would have saved a picture of it. I know I have it somewhere, but it looked like an orange cat. It ended up looking like.
That's and,
right. Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it happens. It happens to both of us, but I've had successes too. Like, I made some pinatas and stuff like that. So
that's awesome.
It comes, it works for
that's
us.
Awesome. Oh, another thing. Oh, let me tell you about this too. So I have a TikTok. Everyone knows that. I love me some TikTok.
I'm on TikTok now.
I'm on TikTok now. I'm on TikTok now. So for those of you from the Metro Detroit area where Angie and I are from, there's a morning show called Mojo in the Morning that we are
my
both
favorite radio show. And yes.
I love it. I love it. I miss Ashley and Jed and Joey, but it's an awesome show. It's a really great morning show. It came out, I think, 2000, right? So like the year I graduated high school is whenever it started, and it's still going right now with a lot of the same people. We love it. So there's a guy on there. They merge like three different cities: Toledo, Grand Rapids, and then Detroit. Well, one of the main guy for Grand Rapids, his name is Mike. He comes down to Detroit sometimes too, but he did a TikTok showing like his hand and where he's from on his hand, because in Michigan that's how we show people where we're from.
So, for sure.
You know, he's from Grand Rapids, so it was like upper west side of the state. And then I did it, you know, and we're kind of like by like near the thumb, bottom of the thumb area, whatever. So I did the same thing, and I duetted him on TikTok, right? And he responded to me. He was
girl,
like,
stop.
He said, "Hey, thanks for listening. I felt like a celebrity." Like,
did I ever tell you? Did I ever tell you that I met Joey?
Mm-mm. I love
yeah,
Joey.
So yeah, my husband and I, we went to the Grand Prix on Belle Isle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like filming a commercial or something in one of the food trucks. And when he walked out, I was like taking a picture. And mm-hmm. right when I took the picture, he looked directly at me. So I got busted, right? So in true Joey fashion, he walks right over. Hi, you want to take a picture together? You know, and I took a picture with him. And I'm fangirling, but I'm trying to act like I'm not fangirling because I'm with my husband. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to act cool, whatever.
Right.
So I like take a picture, but I'm like texting my daughter, like, "Oh my god, I just took a picture with Joey." You know what I mean? Like,
girl, I fangirled over Mike for commenting on my TikTok. He's gay as shit. Like, I was like, he talked to me. And there's another guy I follow. He's all over Facebook. His name is Josh Prey. He's a comedian, and he's, you know, I mean, he's not like giant, but he's big. I mean, he has a lot of Facebook followers, and he's funny. He does like five things about all the different things. Like he'll be like, five reasons why you need white friends. And then he tells you all the stuff or whatever. It's hilarious. Okay. So same thing. I did like a duet with him, and he commented, and then he followed me. He followed me. Josh Prey followed me on TikTok now. Oh my gosh.
So and are you going to do like an autograph signing soon? Because you're like so famous now.
Can not get on Ellen, please. And when we go,
I'm still just trying to get a FabFitFun box, please.
I just want to know. I just want Ellen's people to know that when we go on there, if you could just bring Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey also, because I'm also obsessed with those people, that would be great. Oh man,
it was again. So I just need a FabFitFun box. Okay.
Don't mind. You take a trip to California.
Oh, stop it! I would be on Ellen in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
I love her. I love her.
So, are you going today to get your eyebrows done,
girl? Yes.
Because quarantine is over.
It's almost like officially over, right? The only thing that's not open is campgrounds, and that opens on the next Monday, the 22nd.
Yeah. I mean, everything's not open at 100%. Like, everything is half capacity. I think the casino said they're going to be at 15% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But we're open. Like, we can go things now. You can go sit in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The kids can go do things.
Uh-huh.
They can see each other. I know my son's coming. Oh, vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I have Angie to start
both
planning
take a family trip every year. She does, like, you know, beach houses and stuff like that. She gets boats and all that. And we do a camping trip and then typically something a little bit bigger with just our kids. But we
haven't
been planning anything.
Yeah, because my kid usually tags along on your family camping trip.
Oh, yeah. He's with us every year. He's part of it.
Yeah.
he's my adopted son.
We do a different lake every summer, and mm-hmm. we get a house, and we try to get a boat with it, but there's a lot of trouble right now even trying to find places that will rent because mm-hmm. or it's booked, you know.
Shit,
so that all falls on us to find it, right? Like, do you mm-hmm. plan your, because I plan it all 100%. I usually just get a budget and then I plan everything. Is that how you guys do it?
Yes, I plan 100% of everything. I do the bills, so I set my own budget. So that's a little bit, I got a little bit of wiggle room when that's concerned. But yes, I plan everything. And I tell Chris all the time, camping is not a vacation, okay? It's not a vacation for me because camping, you are either preparing food, cleaning up food, or eating food. Like, that's all you do.
I usually get a house too, and I usually mm-hmm. do the laundry. So I do all the laundry before we come back so that when we mm-hmm. unpack, I'm not unpacking a crap load of dirty clothes.
Mm-hmm. I did that when we went to Florida. That was amazing.
Yeah, we've tried other things. Like, we went to amusement parks and stuff like that. But any vacation mm-hmm. you take as a mom, it does not matter if you have a spouse or not. Any vacation you take as a mom is not a vacation for you. It's you're in a prettier location usually. You know,
yeah, you're in a somewhere else.
Yeah. You're packing, you're making the list because I will have my older kids pack for themselves now, but I always give them a list of things because I know we'll get there mm-hmm. and somebody will forget something. So mm-hmm. I make lists for everybody and then I have to make lists for the four of us and I have to pack all mm-hmm. that up and you're making all the arrangements, the reservations, the mm-hmm. grocery shopping for it because you're not going with no food because even if you're not cooking dinner, you're still making breakfast. Like, I cook breakfast mm-hmm. almost every morning, especially on vacation.
I was just going to say, you do that when you're not.
Yeah.
I'm a lunch dinner cooker, which I wish I was more of a breakfast dinner because then you'd have a little break. But breakfast mm-hmm. in my house is pretty lame unless it's like I'm making a big one. It's like cereal. That, you know, that's the time of day where they have pep. They're like, I haven't even had coffee yet. I can't be in here cooking. You are a better woman than me.
I usually just wake up before the kids, so I already have like a cup or two of coffee in me. I mean, but school time, I'm not cooking breakfast before we go to school. That ain't happening. You better grab something on the way out the door if you're hungry.
Right.
The elementary kids, they get breakfast still every morning in class. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't feel too guilty for that. But the other ones, I'd be like, you better grab a Nutri-Grain bar, grab a Pop-Tart, grab a granola bar, grab something. Yeah. Let's go. I'm not cooking before school.
Yeah.
No.
I don't really even I try to cook like one day a week. Excuse me. I took a drink of my coffee for those who can't see me, which is everybody.
Sure.
And it went down the wrong way. So I try not to cough. And but here it comes. Sorry. We need to flag this, take it out or not. I don't know. But sorry
No.
about the coughing, y'all. I don't have the corona, I promise.
Are you
I have
sure? Are you sure?
smoker's cough and I can't drink coffee and talk at the same time. That's what I have. Oh, Lord help us all. But yeah, vacations are fun. I like vacations personally, but it is definitely not
Well,
as
I
much of
have
a
to ask
vacation
you.
for moms and
I
everyone
have to
else.
ask you a question though, because you went on a vacation that I think was a little different, and I don't want to put too much of your business out there, but a little bit different than you normally do, where you guys got to go on a cruise. Was that
Yes.
as bad as a normal vacation? Like, because you didn't have to
No.
cook, right?
Girl, I didn't have to cook. I didn't have to pay for entertainment. That was literally the cheapest, best vacation we have ever taken, except for the fact that Chris had really bad seasickness and the wrist things didn't work. The pills didn't work. I mean, she barely ate the entire time we were gone.
Oh.
But for my kids, I mean, that's what vacations are. So we take, we do our camping trip and then we try to take a trip, like usually to an ocean. So we've been to Myrtle Beach, we've been to Cocoa Beach, we've been to Florida, we've been all over the place. So when we went on this cruise, we got the beaches because we were in the Bahamas, So we got to see Princess Cays and we got to see Nassau and it was gorgeous and these blue waters or whatever. That was the most relaxing vacation for me ever because somebody else was cooking 24 hours a day.
Yeah, see,
Somebody else was
that's
cleaning my room
yeah.
every day. You know what I mean?
Right. That's nice.
But when I go on vacation, I like move in. Like, we're going to be there 5 to 7 days. So, like, I unload everyone's clothes into the drawers. I'm that person that uses the drawers in a hotel room.
Oh
I don't want to be
no.
digging out of suitcases. You
No.
know what I mean?
Nope. I will give them a bag, like a little bag to put their dirty clothes in. And then I'll just take that and do the laundry, and then and as it's clean, I just fold it and put it back in there. I am not packing and unpacking and packing. Oh no, I can't. I'm too lazy for
Well,
that.
when I pack their clothes like I roll them up. So I put socks, underwear, t-shirt, shorts, roll it up. So when I'm taking it out, I'm literally taking rolls out and putting it. Do, 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 do. It's really not that bad. But like in a cruise ship, you almost have to because the room is so small, you can't have your luggage out everywhere. You
Okay, so
almost have to do that.
it was good for you in the sense that it was actually kind of like a vacation for you. What was the worst part about it?
Yes. Well, I mean, probably Chris is being sick. And I also think everyone's going to steal my kids. So I did, like, Peyton didn't go to the, like, play area where you can go so that Chris and I could do like a comedy show that was like over 18. I tried to sneak Derek into one time, but they were like, "We're gonna come by and check your cards." I'm like, "That's our cue. We gotta go." Like he's
Didn't you win a contest
I
for a drink?
did that. I did. So they
Yeah.
had this mixology competition on the deck of the cruise ship. At first, in order to win this competition. But anyway, so Derek wants to enter the competition. He hears about it. You got to create a mixed drink. If you win the competition, you get free mixed drinks for the rest of your cruise and of that drink. And then you also get your name in their little bulletin that they post out every day, right? So
Right.
they won't let Derek be part of the competition because you have to be 21 or older, right? So he's like, all right, so I get the paper and we still created a drink, okay? So we created a drink. It was called the Brojo. It was like rum and blue Ciroc and pineapple. It was good, okay? Okay, well, this is what I didn't know. They call us up on stage, there's four of us, okay, that won to get to the stage part. So I'm one of the four, okay? They call us up on stage. And they're like, all right, this dude's going first, big guy, okay? He's going first. And they give him the shaker cup. And basically, they play some like apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, and you gotta dance in front of the whole crew
Did you
ship.
dance?
So they go, what are you doing? Yes, I
Did
did,
you?
girl. So this big guy gets up there and he's just shaking it. I mean, he was twerking. He was there was three judges that they called up there. One was like an older lady, one was like a super, super good looking dude, and then they just had like a mom. Okay. So this guy is like shaking his ass. I was the last person to go. So then the two girls go in front of me and one of them's like this little Southern belle from Georgia, and she barely is like she's like two stepping out there, nothing, right? So they like golf clap her ass off the stage. The next girl, they do the same thing too. And then here comes me. Oh, Biggie Smalls over here went about to twerk and shake his shit. So is Nicki. So I get up on that stage and they played. Oh my God. I was like getting down with the get down. I've squatted in a way that I almost didn't think I could get back up. Thank God I did. But I shook my ass and I won. I won the damn competition. I could not believe it. Derek was so excited. Peyton was so excited. It was so much fun. It really was. I'm glad I did it. I was so mortified, embarrassed, but I was like, fuck it. I mean, I ain't gonna see these people again, right? Like, I'm just gonna do it.
And that's something that the boys will remember forever.
Derek still talks about it. That's like his highlight of the trip is me winning that competition. And then I got free drinks.
And it's funny that he helped you. He helped you make the drink, and he doesn't drink. You know,
but you know,
and you guys won.
It was great. It was really, really fun. But yeah, the worst part, like I said, was probably Chris. And yeah, that's it. It was just Chris being sick. Peyton didn't do well with it sometimes too. And at first we were like, I don't know if he can have this whole pill or not. And so we were given half of it. It was only taking the edge off. It wasn't, you know. Anyways, we, that was fine. NASA also was a bad experience because when you get off of the boat in NASA, these people are insane trying to get money from you.
Why?
Because this lady was literally putting bracelets on my kids. And she's like, oh, it's just donation for the hurricane, blah, 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 blah. Like, and I was like, okay, well, like, stop touching my kids and I'll give you a donation. But like, I'm like, Chris, give her some money. So she'll stop, you know, because I do all the planning for vacations, right? But once we leave the house, whether it's going to the airport or going in the car to drive, I give Chris all the tickets. I give Chris all of the everything. Like, you have the money. I don't want to be in charge of shit while we're gone. Besides these kids, I got that. You know what I mean? Like, I do let her, I like her to take control there. I do. Like, you.
That's the same. We do the same thing, really. I do all the planning, but after that, like, once we pull up to the house that I found, it's basically like, okay, now we're just kind of winging it here. I'm not planning it step by step. I'll have things that are in the area that we can go do and things that could keep us busy on like a rainy day or something like that. But besides that, it's full rain. And a lot of times I like it because he'll go out and, you know, we'll go fishing and go out to eat and go tubing on the boat or something like that. You know,
I like that part of it. Like, just take it over. And when she starts asking me questions, I'm like, I don't know. I booked the place. I don't know. The only thing is, if there's ever an issue, it's like, oh, will you call them people? Like, she stopped taking control of them. But Chris doesn't really make phone calls. I mean, I do. She don't even make her own damn doctor's appointments. I do that too.
I do the same thing. Like, I do all the phone calls, even for questions for the doctor. If he has a question or something, I'm the one that calls to ask the question.
I don't even like to send Chris to doctor's appointments by herself. I don't like to send Chris anywhere by herself where I want details when it's over. Because look, she's a girl, right? But that's kind of the point of being gay. But anyway, but people ask me that all the time, like, who's the guy and who's the girl? I'm like, we're both girls. That's kind of the point. But anyway, Chris does do more of the blue jobs. So I will give you that. I do the pink jobs. Chris does the blue jobs. But she's great most of the time. She doesn't do any of the detailed stuff though, right? So she came home one time, she's like, oh, such and such is getting divorced. And I was like, oh, why? And he's like, I don't know, he didn't tell me. You didn't ask him why? And she's like,
That
He just
drives
knows.
me
He just said, if
crazy.
he wanted to tell me, he would have told me.
No, you have to ask
Listen, the
questions.
same couple,
You
I
have
talked to
to
the
ask
wife. By the
questions.
time I came back home, I knew all the deets. I know. I got all the tea, and now I'm not telling you because you couldn't get it. But
Right.
it was
Or the thing with my husband is sometimes I'll ask him details and he'll be like, "Oh, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know." And then I'll find out details and he'll be like, "Oh, yeah, they did
Yes.
mention that." And it's like, "Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, now you
Yes. But
remember?
Chris is the same thing
Okay."
at the doctor. So, like, I'll send her to the doctor with an issue about whatever, you know? And then she'll come home. I'll be like, well, what'd they say? Well, they said I got to take these vitamins. Okay, but what about what you went there for? She didn't really mention much about that. She was just going to do some blood work or something. One time she came home from the doctor, she was like, they want me to have a chest x-ray. I said, for what? Well, because they want to look at my lungs. No shit, Sherlock. Why? Like, what's making who want to look at your lungs? Like, that's kind of an important organ that we need to be concerned about here, you know? And she was like, I don't know,
Right.
babe. I didn't ask. Like, she just gave me this thing, and it says that, you know, sure as shit. It said chest x-ray, blah, 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 views, you know, whatever. And come to find out, the doctor heard a little bit of rattling after a case of bronchitis that she had, and they were just checking to make sure, you know, it wasn't pneumonia or anything like that. She just wasn't getting better fast enough. And,
I am the opposite of that, I feel like. I feel like I could send my husband to the doctors, which I don't. I always
right.
go with him. But he will ask questions that I won't even think about asking. And if it's for my kids, I'll have 100 questions for any situation that's going on. If it's for my husband, I have 100 questions. But when it comes to me, like even with this lump that I just had to get removed, it's really was like I didn't really ask questions. Everyone was like, "Well, how long is the recovery? I don't know. How long
She
is the
is
surgery?
not
I
lying,
don't
y'all,
know."
because
They just
I'm the
told
one who
me.
asked her all that shit, and she didn't know.
I just they were like, "Oh, that needs to come out. Okay. Oh, it's gonna be on this day. Okay." Like, you know,
Until they were like,
okay.
oh, you got to have a
I
COVID test. And you're like,
don't
whoa, I got questions. I got questions.
and that honestly was the only time I've ever called the doctors to ask them a question for myself because I was freaking out because I'm scared of stuff going up my nose and I wanted to get the blood test instead and they wouldn't let
Yeah,
me.
that
But yeah.
sucks.
And generally I will not call for myself. I don't even like I don't even like going to the eye doctor for myself. Okay. I now order, this is probably I don't know. I don't know if I should say this or
What?
not, but you don't need a prescription to order your contacts if you order them from the
Right.
UK. So as long as you have your prescription, you can go on their website, you can order the exact same contacts that they give you in your prescription, and then you get them in a couple weeks. I haven't been to the eye doctors in probably like
Because
3 years.
you just keep ordering them.
I just keep ordering. I'm like, eh, well, I mean, it saves me time. I don't have to make an appointment. I don't have to go in there. And it's cheaper because for whatever reason, our eye doctors, like for a 3 or 6 month supply, I pay like $50. You are not getting a 6 month supply for 50 or $60 here. No way.
But I'm the same way a little bit when it comes to the doctor for myself. I mean, I still ask questions because I'm a question asker. If you know me, I'm a talker. But I have a lot of questions, but I do forget sometimes. Like I'll get home and be like, damn, I should have asked that. Now, you know, both of my parents have had cancer multiple times, and you know, with my dad's last bout, I was literally at every single appointment. So yeah, I got a whole lot of questions, and sometimes I look at my mom like, why do you ask this? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, Mom, well, we got to find out, like, what is going on here? So,
She's like, 'cause you done asked all the
I know, but my dad gets frustrated with me sometimes because he thinks that I think the worst of everything, right? So, which, I mean, I don't think the worst of everything. I just think of the possibilities and, like, let's talk about that. Like, make sure that this isn't going to be an
You
issue.
hope for the best, but you prepare
Yeah,
for the
I mean, a little
worst.
bit. Like, I want to know, like, you know, my dad is like, he had cancer when he was like 30. Okay. So he had four kids. I was like 10, you know. So when he was young like that, I guess he says it changed him. Like it just changed who he was. Like he's just that, he wakes up in a good mood. Like he's one of those fucking annoying people. Like that, that fucking or stop raping fire and questions at me or whatever. But he says all the time, like, look, there was a period of time I didn't know if I was going to wake up, if I didn't know if I was going to be alive the next day. So I just appreciate life. And then, you know, and he's had a stroke since then. And then he had another round of bout of cancer or whatever. And he always has this optimistic attitude. And I literally envy it. I want to be like that. My mom is the opposite. My mom always thinks that she's going to die no matter what it is, no matter what the pregnancy. They could be like, listen, we can take care of this. You are going to be okay. And she'll be like, I'm going to die. You know, like she's the opposite.
You have a sinus infection. Yes. She's like, I'm not going to be able to breathe. It's over. Yes. Done.
But
I'm just kidding, Nikki's mom. I love you.
I try to be more like my dad, but I got that little anxiety part of my mom in me too. So like, I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I don't always just think everything's going to be okay. I got questions. Like, I'm also not a ride or die friend. Bitch, where are we going? I got questions. Why we got to die? Are we going to eat anyway? I mean, shit. You know what I mean?
Can I smoke a cigarette first, please?
Yeah, damn. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
My mom is a big worrier. Mm-hmm. She worries about everything. Mm-hmm. And I believe in only speaking like the positive into the universe. And I believe in God. I'm not believing, you know, saying anything other than that, but I'm just saying, I think if you speak the negative, like, oh, I have cancer or, oh, I have, you know, mm-hmm. COVID or whatever the heck it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're just putting that out there to come back around. And I just don't like to do that. So when it's something, even my mom's also had cancer a few times and she's incredible. Like she is a worry wart to the mm-hmm. max. So she would talk to me and she would be worried about it. And I'm always like, no, like you have to stop putting that out mm-hmm. there. Like I just try to keep it positive. Like, nope, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. You're going to get through it. And I think she gets aggravated with me sometimes because I just don't like to hear. I don't like to hear mm-hmm. it. And I know I have to face reality, but I just like to keep it positive.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I have it in the back of my head that it is a serious situation and this is life threatening mm-hmm. complications. But at the end of the day, like, let's just keep it positive, sure. you know, like, It's gonna be okay. Yep. It's gonna be all yep. right.
I get that, and I try to have that attitude too. When it comes to my mom and dad, it gets a little bit harder. I feel like these days because they're not getting younger, and you know, my dad did have cancer, and then a stroke, and then cancer again. And sometimes it's like God, like okay, God, like he done had enough, and you got to give him a break. And same with my mom. My mom's had cancer 3 different times. Like only one of them required like major treatment for, but one of them, both of the other two required surgery. So like, you know, she's been through the ringer too. So I understand being nervous that it's going to come back and having to go through whatever again, but I'm with you. Like, let's just think about the positive and we'll worry about the negative. My papa used to say, rest his soul. I love that man. But he used to say, mm-hmm. I don't worry about anything less until they tell me I need to. And like, I mean, I get that, but like, I tell Chris all the time, you know why you don't worry about shit? Because I figure it the fuck out. That's why. You ain't even got to figure nothing out. That's why you don't have to worry. Chris is the queen of, it's going to be all right, babe. It always works out. It don't always
so
work
is my
out.
Husband.
I work it out. What do you mean? Like my stressing, mm-hmm. my phone calls, my whatever. It don't just work out. I mean, I do appreciate that.
It takes a lot to get me to where I feel like I can't handle the stress, mm-hmm. but that's when like my husband steps in because he's like that. When it's something that I'm like, oh my mm-hmm. gosh, like, what are we going to do about this? Mm-hmm. He's like, eh, we'll figure it out.
Right.
It's all right.
Right.
We'll get past it. That's when you're like, oh, I love you. You know,
for
like,
sure.
Cause sometimes you do need to get brought back down and that's when it's good to have them around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to tell myself a little bit here because that is true where you're like, sometimes you're like, oh, I just needed that. Like, I just needed you to be like, it's okay. But like, I sometimes get so stressed out where there's literally nothing anyone or anyone can say to me that makes it feel okay. Like, I really don't want a solution. I'm just kind of in bitch mode right now. So.
Yeah. Do you close off when you get super stressed, or do you get super verbal and like grouchy? I get like closed off for a while until I'm ready to talk about it, or I'll just keep bottling it up and then it'll explode out.
You know, yeah. So
Yeah.
I tend to shut down a little bit
Okay.
when I'm super stressed about anything because I just with people and explain and what'll happen is like I'll talk to one like you and I talk every day. So like I'll talk to a friend and that's the friend that I talk to the whole time because. I have a couple of really close friends, but if I haven't talked to you from the beginning, like if this is just on a spurt, we ain't talked in a couple of weeks, then it's hard sometimes to go back to the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And then try to explain everything in as much detail as you need to know to understand where I'm at right now. So I struggle with that a little bit. I do tend to shut down. I struggle a little bit with anxiety. We can talk about that on a later podcast because that's gonna be a whole nother Jerry Springer episode. No.
Right.
But yeah,
I
I shut down. I do shut
feel,
down for
yeah,
sure.
for sure. Yeah, I'll get to where I have to internalize things before I'm ready to let it out, I
You need to
guess.
process it, you know?
And I think, yeah, and I think my husband is the opposite. He's a communicator. If something's bothering him, he wants to get it off his chest right then and there. And sometimes it's like, okay, I'll just have to listen because I'm
Right.
not ready to talk about that
Well,
right
I
now. You
think
know what
that
I
in
mean?
my relationship,
But.
that's how I am. Like with Chris, I'm just like your husband. Like I don't want to sit on this forever. I want to just talk about it. And Chris is more like you, where
We might have to flag right here, Nikki. I can't hear
You know what I'm
you.
saying? So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
you know,
couldn't
it's
hear
my
you there for
birthday,
a
so my
second.
phone's blowing up while I'm
I
trying
don't
to do my podcast. So, sorry about that.
Oh, I'm like thinking, no, I'm thinking it
Oh,
was like, I'm like,
I
Nikki, I can't hear
had a
you.
podcast family. Sorry about that. But yeah, so when it comes to my relationship,
Yes.
I don't shut down. When it comes to anyone else, I do tend to shut down. Sorry if you can hear my dogs also, they'd like to make their podcast debut. But
Hey.
yeah, so I think that's about it for today, folks. We're gonna wrap this up with our
Yeah.
regular, you might not be a super mom, and you might not be a super mom if you also occasionally kick the ice cube under the fridge because you don't want to know when you pick it up. We've all done it.
Guilty, guilty. Please, yes, please remember to like us on Facebook and Instagram at the Not So Super Moms and subscribe, follow, and rate us wherever you
Thanks
can,
for coming
wherever you
back, guys.
listen to
We'll see you.
podcasts.
Bye.